Dynamo Effect in Unstirred Self-Gravitating Turbulence, by Axel Brandenburg et al. In many astrophysical environments, self-gravity can generate kinetic energy, which, in principle, is available for driving dynamo action. Using direct numerical simulations, we show that in unstirred self-gravitating subsonic turbulence with helicity and a magnetic Prandtl number of unity, there is a critical magnetic Reynolds number of about 25 above which the work done against the Lorentz force exceeds the ohmic dissipation. We find that one-third of the work done by the gravitational force goes into compressional heating and the remaining two-thirds go first into kinetic energy of the turbulence before a fraction of it is converted further into magnetic and finally thermal energies. The evolution of the magnetic field follows closely that of the vorticity. When the magnetic field is strong, however, the fraction of compressional heating is still one-third, but of the remaining two-thirds, one quarter can go directly into magnetic energy via work against the Lorentz force. The fraction of vortical motions diminishes in favor of compressive motions that are almost exclusively driven by the gene's instability. Even for a strong magnetic fields, no inverse cascade is being driven by the kinetic helicity. However, for uniform initial magnetic field, fields at scales larger than those of the initial turbulence are driven by tangling. This was Dynamo Effect in Unstirred Self-Gravitating Turbulence, by Axel Brandenburg et al.